Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back SRV, little SRV for you today. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. during America's Small Business Summit, performed, put on, conducted, and executed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Latino Coalition. That's why I'm up here working with those fine organizations. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaydon, one of our great political operators. He's of the Republican persuasion. Mullings.com is his website. You can subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column there. I encourage you to do that. Rich is a world traveler, folks. As I've said many times before, I really admire the work he's done. And one of the things he did years ago was to go to Iraq and be part of the civilian organization there to help out in a number of different ways with that process as we conquered Iraq and tried to give it back to the people. Rich, I don't know if you remember, but I said back in those days that I reminded people of the last scene, one of the last scenes in Saving Private Ryan, when Tom Hanks' character grabbed Private Ryan by the collar and said, when all the people had died to save him, and he said, "Earn this." Do you remember me saying that? I wanted to grab, in those days, I wanted to grab Iraq by the collar and say, "Earn this." And today, Rich, it looks like that's failed.
Well, it's failing. I
should have said it correctly. But it's not looking good, is it?
No, it's not. And for our listeners that haven't kept up, insurgents, Taliban, sort of Al-Qaeda level people made an
extremist
full-blown assault. Made a full-blown assault on the city of Mosul, M-O-S-U-L, which is the second or third largest city in the country. It's a big city. I mean, it's not like a village. And they just overran the Iraqi army, the Iraqi militia, the Iraqi police, and threw them out of their offices. And the government in Baghdad, at least so far, it's only about 48 hours, but doesn't have any good plan to get them out of there. Here's everything I know about military strategy or battle tactics. Okay, that's it. That's what I know. But what I do know is that we have spent upwards of $1 trillion trying to retrain, retool, and re-energize their security forces, both military and civilian, and so far it's not working.
How much is Iran playing a part in this, you think?
Oh, I don't think we can put this at the feet of Iranians, other than maybe cheering them on. These, as I understand it, these guys are the guys that want to take over the entire northern edge of the peninsula, of the Middle East peninsula, and they would like to wipe out the border between Syria and Iraq and form a whole new Islamic country.
Right.
So, and when you get into the Shia Sunni situation, it's very difficult to figure out who's on which side. So,
to see who's to score the game.
Yeah.
All right, I want to shift over and talk about Bergdahl, the private that went AWOL, that deserted, and it was 5 years in captivity. We recently traded, the Obama administration recently traded five hardened 11-year Taliban combatants had been held in Guantanamo Bay for 11 years. We traded five of those guys for one deserter. And Rich, irrespective of Mr. Bergdahl's behavior or his current condition or his mental state, talk to us about your ideas on the exchange. Was that right? Was it warranted? I got about a minute.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's good, and I think it's going to be worse as we move through time. And I wrote in a column, if five senior Taliban is the price for a junior enlisted man, what's the price for somebody snatching a sitting ambassador? Wyoming?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, this thing got out of hand, and it's not clear to me, and it will become clear over time, whether this was, and I don't want to say this was all political, but the White House had no clue what the blowback was going to be, and that is about the most amateurish thing I've seen out of this otherwise pretty amateurish.
It's frightening if they don't even handle their own business any better than that. How are they handling our business? I'll tell you something, Rich. As a military, someone with some military background, if I'd gotten captured, I expected my government to come and get me, but it never occurred to me that they would exchange somebody for me.
Yeah, that's
right. Not somebody like that, anyway.
I agree with you. It's going to be.
This has got to put other members of our military in danger. I think this is a horrible precedent. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check his website out. Rich is a great American, as I often tell you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.